Acts chapter 27. This is a passage we have preached several times. Preached it always in different ways and in different light. But it's kind of like the old farmer that last year in Kentucky, an old farmer was walking in his fields, saw a coin. This is a true story. Saw a coin, picked it up from the mid-1800s. Looked a little farther and saw a gold coin. Picked it up. Well, that really got him looking. So he dug all around there. He ended up finding over 700 silver and gold coins from the 1800s worth sealed billions of dollars. Thing is, as I heard that story, I thought that is a lot like the Word of God. Seems like every time you dig in it, you find a new treasure. And that is how it has been as I've been looking at this passage again. I want to start down in verse 13, and I'll only read up just a handful of verses that will try to share what God has put in my heart. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loosing this, they sailed close to creek. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clarida, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strained sail, and were so driven. That is reading the verses 13 through 17 of Acts chapter 7. It has been in the news for several days about the yachts off the coast of Sicily that had the Ted Hogle and his family and friends, and how that it sank off the coast. Sadly, several people died, and suffered a horrible tragedy. But one of the survivors that they rescued was the ship's captain. In the hospital, they interviewed him, asked him a lot about what had happened. I can't tell you all he said, but one statement captured the heart. He made this statement. We didn't see it coming. I thought a lot about that. They were enjoying their time together. They were on the ship. And then suddenly the storm hit. He said, we didn't see it coming. We, I believe as Christians can understand that. There have been times in my life seemed like all was going well. Seemed like saving was fine. But then a storm hit that I didn't see coming. So I'd like to share with you something the Lord put in my heart about when you didn't see it coming. I want to just probably be brief. I'll mention three things, but I really want to get to the third one. First of all, there was the problem. The Bible says in verse 13, and when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing this, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after, there arose it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. Bible is telling us that as they're sailing, they thought they had reached their purpose in traveling. The problem was this. In the previous verses, they were dealing with the time when sailing became dangerous. Around the time of October, they would find port because it's winter set in. Sailing was a problem. Paul had warned them, we better stop. We better stay. But they didn't listen. So now, as the south wind begins to blow, thinking it is going their way, they set sail. How often has I thought that my life had a soft breeze? How often have we felt like things were sailing well. But then everything changes in an instant. Bible says that there was a tempestuous wind. That word tempestuous in the Greek language means a typhoon or hurricane. They had a terrible storm they didn't see coming. Then it says they was called Euryclid one here in the eastern states. We have a word for that called a nor'easter. One of those storms that spins off the coast, creating torrential rains and winds. We've all seen the dangers and the trouble those kind of storms cause. They didn't have Doppler radar. They didn't have the National Weather Service. Suddenly, they're caught in a terrible storm. My, how often for us life seems to be losing along. How often we're sailing with a warm breeze, suddenly everything changes. I see the problem, but then I see the picture. Verse 15, and when the ship was caught, they could not bear up into the wind. We let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat. Idea of being caught. That word means to seize or carry away by force. I want you to see the picture. They were thinking, boy, if we just bring it to shore, we'll be all right. But the wind was pushing them farther out to sea. Even Luke was saying we're doing all we could to help. Twice, Luke uses the word we. Luke said we all pitched in and was trying to help. So he said that's where they were. He also said that there was much work. We had much work to come by the boat. Falling behind the ship by cable was a smaller dinghy. When they would anchor offshore, they would use that boat to get to shore. Luke says there was work because of that boat. What they had to do was pull it on to the ship. Can you imagine doing that in a hurricane? Things were bad. Luke was saying, we were trying to do all we could. But the Lord worked. Called my mind. That word worked indicates not just physical, but mental labor. Storms have a way of working on you entirely. They work on you physically, but also emotionally. They wreck your emotions. They sap your strength. They discourage your heart. They'll consume your mind. They were in a place they were struggling just to get through the storm. But here's where I want to get. Verse 17, I see a place. A place. You say, help me with that. Verse 17, which when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, straight sail and work, so were driven. The idea of what he describes as using helps to undergird the ship, I have talked about in previous passages. What they're describing is called wrapping. Then they take floats or cables and bring it all around the hull of the ship. Often bound to stern, binding up those cables up. Hold the ship together in the storm. That is what undergirding the ship is all about. But Luke uses the word helps. That word helps is the Greek word in Hindu, Greek scholar. But it is the Greek word Boatheia. The word Boatheia speaks of aid or help. That word help is found over 100 times in Scripture. But the word help, by that Greek word, only found twice. First one is here. second one is in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. For we have God in high priest in verse 15, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points gifted as we are, yet without sin. Then here it is. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Those are the two times that word help is found in that sense. Preacher, what are you getting at? Just as on the ship, they wrap those cables in ropes, found the ship, undergirding it, to keep it in the storm. Paul in Hebrews says, because we got a high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Paul says we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, by grace. Watch this. To wrap us in a time of need. God is trying to tell us that we are undergirded by the grace of God, held together in the storm by the cable of God's care, which we access at the throne of His grace. I can't help but say glory to God. What a Savior. There have been times in my life I thought, Lord, I don't know if I'd make it in this one. God, I didn't see this one coming. Didn't realize I facing such a storm. But I've got the glorious privilege to come to a throne of grace that I can obtain mercy. Find grace to undergird my vessel so I can make it through the storms of life. I couldn't tell you how many times I'd have never made it. She had undergirded me with grace. Couldn't tell you how many times I'd have fell apart. But He had wrapped my life with the grace of God to help me get through it. I'll go so far to say, probably you would say the same. When the storm seems more than you can handle, when it seems you feel like, God, I can't get through this, because we have an high priest, you can go before Him, find grace to undergird your vessel in your time of need. There's a verse of Scripture we have often used in wedding ceremonies, found in Ecclesiastes 4:12, where he says a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Often used that. Typifying in a marriage of husband, wife, and the Lord. I want to tell you, we've also got a threefold cord in the storms of life. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, with that threefold cord trapping our vessel with the grace and the mercy of God, we can sail through the storms come to us alive. Can I ask you this, and I'm done. Do you need His undergirding strength today? Maybe you are dealing with a storm. Maybe you're saying, I didn't see it coming like this. I didn't see it being so bad. Didn't see it being so hard. But I'm glad I can bow in an altar of prayer and come with confidence to the altar and the throne of grace. Find His grace to help in a time of need. Brother David, if you'll get us a song, and the ladies will come. There may be somebody somehow in the course of this today, God has touched your heart. And you say in your heart, I never saw it happening like this. But I want to tell you, He'll undergird you with His grace. She'll come to Him while we stand.